No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Party!
Mr. Cowboy Nation.
The blue corner.
So one more time for the people in the back of that thing.
Yes,
yes sir. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Welcome to Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. I'm your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions. We have a YouTube channel where all the episodes get uploaded to Mr. Cowboy Nation. Of course, this page. Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation McNary. Also, we have a page solely dedicated to the show, Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. And I'm happy I said that, because guess what I did? I forgot to put the put this episode on the page. I forgot to set it over there. What finna do it now, though? We chilling. So, either one of those good ways for you to keep up with the show. Can you dig it? Boom. All right. So then this episode has just been shared to the Let's Talk Football Mr. Cowboy Nation page. We're not doing a call-in number no more because y'all don't like to call. Y'all like to be in the comment section. So we're not doing a call-in number no more. Cash App donations. You'll see the producer drop the Cash App tag on the front of this desk right here. Can you dig it? No specific amount. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. You know, your financial support is greatly needed and accepted. Can you dig it? We're available on all major platforms. Wherever you get your podcasts. My personal favorite being Spotify. Right, so when you go to Spotify and you're searching and you're looking for us on Spotify, you search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation, right? And that Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one. Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? All right, let's quit playing. Let's get into it. Let me get y'all who y'all came to see this evening. Let's get the show on the road. Ring the bell. Let's do this. Yeah. Petty. Pendergrass. It's in the bill. Let's go, man. All right, so I think it's obvious who I want to see first. Right? Mike Zimmer, come on down here. See me. Mike Zimmer. And I'm going to talk about Mike Zimmer later on in the show. But Mike Zimmer, you've been out of the league for a couple of years, right? One would assume, right? You've been on the shelf for a couple of years that you would be cooking up some new schemes, some new disguises, just some new stuff to run that ain't on film, right? Right. I was not expecting week two. Like, how you clueless week two and you've been at home for 2 years, Mike? Like, this don't make sense to me. Let me, two weeks, right? It took the league 2 weeks to figure out what to do with you. Man, Mike Zimmer, I was about ready to fire Mike Zimmer. Yeah, I say, well, look, the Saints scored on six straight possessions, right? So, six straight, that means back to back to back. To back, to back, to back. No. Consecutively. Right? How, Sway? How? So they couldn't punt or nothing, like nothing. Then a lot of them ain't even see a third down, right? Well, you couldn't even give them the third down. And to make it worse, check this out. Derek Carr's numbers, right? 11 for 16, 243 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. So you mean to tell me the opposing quarterback completed 11 passes and scored 44 points? That is absurd. That is, Mike, what the heck? What are we doing, Mike? Mike, you gonna mess around and I made through. We can't see too many more of these, baby. We're gonna have to go and tell you to log out and clean everything out you did. But I think he gonna get it figured out. But Mike, we all looking at the side. So come on, Mike. Come on down here and look at some old film. Do something. And you got Lamar Jackson Sunday, so good luck. Good luck with that. All right, so 0-2 Lamar Jackson at that, right? So it's a good one, right? Yeah, it's a good one. Philly. Come on down here, see me. Boy. Keystone Cowboy in the building. What it do, baby? Let me say this, Keystone. I'm going to get to you coming. So, I'm pissed. We just got drugged. Dog walk 44-19, right? My boy Joe in the building. What's up, Joe? So, I'm pissed. Like, my whole mood threw off, right? Like, they did us damn near like they did the Carolina Panthers. Like, we ain't too much better than the Carolina. I'm pissed. Like, I'm not feeling football at all. And here comes the Eagles. Here comes the Eagles, right? So, check this out. The Eagles had a 99.3% chance to win the game with less than 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I'm going to say that again. The Eagles had a 99.3% chance to win the game with less than 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are only four quarters in the football game. And it was less than 2 minutes left in the last one. 99.3% chance to win. And you lose. Like, you had a less than 1% chance to lose the game. So at this point, you found a way to lose this game. You was like, hell no, we're not going to win this one today. We don't care how bad Atlanta plays. We will not win this game today. 99.3% chance to win the game with less than 2 minutes left and you lose? Wow. Like, that is, I'd rather lose 44-19 than to lose. Because look, one thing I can say is the Saints were the better team. Right? They were the better team on Sunday. They came ready to play. We didn't. They throttled us. That's what happens in this. But when you have a 99.3%, like, this game is won. That's less than 1%. You not losing this game. Wrong. Talking about Rick James, man. All right, so we told y'all. Didn't we tell y'all, Eagles fans, when y'all got Kellen Moore, we tried to warn y'all. We said, look, dude. Very creative play caller. He can dial up some beautiful plays at times. But he tends to get cute, right? He tends to get cute when it's time to run the ball. Like a minute and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter and the opposing team has zero timeouts and it's 3rd-and-3 and you are well within field goal. like situations like that where you should clearly run the ball. You want to throw it. Nah, we're going to throw this little flat to Saquon. Oh, my God. And I'll understand, all fairness, it was a good play call because Saquon was open and he might have scored, right? But why risk it with a minute and 40 seconds left in the game if they don't have any? Even if they stop you, you taking 40 seconds off the clock. You like that, got less than a minute to do what he did to you. And Philly, I blame y'all. Y'all are the reason that this man keep getting a $100 million guaranteed contract because of stuff like that. Like, y'all are keeping Kirk Cousins in business. Oh, my, Philly. And it was so fun. It was so funny about 1 o'clock Sunday, wasn't it? It was just, y'all was just having the ball, right? Watching New Orleans just throttle us, go up and down the field like NASCAR, right? That just made y'all day. Until. Oh, my. I'm getting this comment section. All right, my boy Keystone said, we've been through five different DCs, and we still got the same problem. It's time to look at the player personnel. Marinelli, Rob Ryan, Mike Nolan, Dan Quinn. Now Zimmer, yep. I think, but I honestly, Keystone, I think Zim, gonna figure it out. So Zim made a statement. He said his very first game coaching with Dallas was the pickle juice. I don't know why they call this the pickle juice game. Y'all want to help me out? Hear me out. Said the pickle juice game when Philly beat us 41-14, right? Throttled us, right? He said he made a vow then that he was gonna fix the defense, and he fixed it. It's just unfortunate for us we didn't have a quarterback, right? And we still was trash, but he did an awesome job with the defense. So I think Zim will be all right. I think some guys need to get the hell up out of there. I believe that. Because when you look at that All-22 film, them D tackles might lay down. Yeah, a lot of them lay down, right? So some guys probably ain't cut out for what Zim want to do. And some guys probably need to get the hell up out of there because we about their life. Like, I can tell Zim about their life. So, if you ain't really to do what Zim do, then you probably need to roll. Just like I'm hearing, like, with Jordan Phillips, him going on IR with the wrist injury. He said there ain't nothing wrong with his wrist, and he don't know why they put him on IR. But if you look at that film, you see why they put his ass on IR, because it was despicable. Right, so, and I'm with it. We trying to accomplish something. We ain't got time to be playing. You ready to put your hands on nobody, get dirty, then go sit down. And I'm with it. And that's what needs to happen. I'm with it. What else we got? My boy Joe said, killing more strikes again. I promise. I'm going to play cousin K-Boogie in the building. What it do, man? All right, so we're going to take a break into action, get a word from my sponsor. We're going to get on back into it.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
All right, so I see you, K-Boo. You said you think we need better safety play. I think Zim figured New Orleans out toward the end of the game. You see, when they got the pick and they actually made the stop, actually made them punt, right? And you can say they pulled it. I think Zim kind of figured it out toward the end of the game. But it was just too late, right? It was just too late. They came out with an awesome game plan. They started out fast, jumped on top of us, and said by the time Zim figured out, you know, what to do, it was too late. Like, the train had left the station. The damage was already done. So, a lot of what I saw, Boog, was I don't think we understood how fast New Orleans is on offense. It's one thing that, like, speed is something you're not going to see on film. So, I really think we didn't realize how fast them boys was until we got out there. And then you got to think we play on the turf. We play on turf, so speed really shows up on turf, right? And I think we underestimate how fast them boys were. So, because you see the safeties and Kendricks. Kendricks, too, took a lot of bad pursuit angles. There's a lot of bad pursuit angles on film. You go back and watch that. Go back and watch that All-22 film. If you can just get film in particular, watch them Saints highlights. You see Kendricks on multiple occasions took a bad pursuit angle, and those guys, well, you can tell those guys are faster than what he thought, right? So, but, and my thing is, they teach the D-lineman this all the time. Guys faster, you don't run the way where you at, run the way you're going to be, right? So, and I think that's what we should have done in a lot of those. Just it's better to him to get a 2 or 3 yard gain than you take the bad angle and he turn it up the corner for 7, 8, 10, 15 yards, right? So, I see what Michael Parsons is saying. He said he felt like Zim called a great game. Just the execution was terrible, and you can see that on film. Like, the execution was terrible. Like, bad angles. Cass is not having effort in the run game, right? So, I don't know. I think Zim will get it figured out. But back to Philly. Did y'all see how fast Kirk Cousins went up the field? Like, he got a field goal range almost in like two passes. I was like, dude, Philly's secondary is really trash. And I told y'all the loss of Kelce and Fletcher Cox was going to show. Because ain't no way. If Kelce and Fletcher Cox was in Philly green, there's no way they lay that game down. They wouldn't allow it. Right? So, I don't know, Philly. It was great to me because to see Kirk Cousins iced out, Kirk do what he did. All right, so question of the day. Speaking of the Saints, Philly, y'all got them next week, and I picked the game later. But question of the day, are the New Orleans Saints for real? K Boogie said the Kellen Moore experience coming to a TV channel. You already know, right? Philly, get ready to get pissed off even more. Because you saw him abandon a run in a clear must run situation. Wait till y'all play somebody with a stout run defense and y'all get about 4 or 5 2-yard gains and he just say the hell with the run. Oh, yeah, wait till you do that. Y'all really going to be pissed. Y'all got Saquon all that money. But what Joe said, can it be that Dallas was thinking about Baltimore game and the Saints was a trap game? You can say that, Joe. I can see them. I just felt like they looked past them. I really do. I felt like they looked past them. They really didn't take them serious. This is the Saints. But the Saints have quietly put together a solid roster. Like, they look good. These first 2 weeks, scored 91 points. Right? So, and Philly, if y'all don't get right, y'all about to catch a 40 piece as well. Right? So, I'm just saying, defense is stout, physical, right? New Orleans may be a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know. I'm gonna whistle, but we'll see. We'll see next week. But yeah, too early for trap. Yeah, exactly, it's too early for trap games. Like our first like 8 games are brutal. Like we can't overlook nobody. The only gimme in there is the Giants. I think. Like anybody else can, we can mess around and be 2-6. You know what I'm saying? So. We got to come with it. We got to come with it, man. And, you know, this is what old Gerald wanted. He wanted to put everybody on notice and show the league what the Cowboys are all about. Like, that's why he wanted San Francisco week one to end up getting Cleveland, right? So, I guess he should have thought about week 2 as well. But anyway. Are the New Orleans Saints for real? I'm gonna go ahead and say I think they are. I think they are, and the reason why I think they are is because they seem to have figured it out. They seem to have figured out what Jerry Jones has not, and that is you have to get young new blood in here to coach. The game has evolved. The game has changed. You have to change with the, and Jerry is normally ahead of his time, right? But in this instance, he's been like behind for the past 30 years. Stuck in the past. The game is evolving and is moving towards this Shanahan West Coast offense. Awesome run game, awesome run scheme, awesome blocking scheme up front, right? And I'm looking at Derek Carr running this offense. I'm like, man, that is what Dak needs right there. Dak needs that offense, right? You know what I'm saying? Derek Carr's not a bum. Don't get me wrong. I always felt like Derek Carr had talent, but Derek Carr's no Dak Prescott. You can say what you want about Dak. Some of y'all know some of y'all hate Dak, and some of y'all even blaming this Saints loss on Dak, which is makes no sense to me. But you say what you want about Dak. Derek Carr's no Dak. If I had to pick between the two, I'm picking Dak Prescott every day, all day, twice on Sunday. Right? So But that's not the slight Derek Carr, say Derek Carr a bum, but I just think Dak's a better quarterback. And Dak in that offense? Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, so but I just like the moves that the Saints made. I think they are for real. Barring injury, you know, I can see them being 1 or 2 seed. If they get that 1 seed in the NFC, oh my God. And the Super Bowl in New Orleans, oh my God. Oh my God, that's gonna be terrible. You know, but I think, you know, it'd be great for it. Well, you know what? Yeah, you know what, New Orleans, I want y'all to get number one. Because I want a rematch in New Orleans. That's what I want. In the playoffs. That's what I want right there. I want to right the wrong in the postseason in front of all y'all fans. I want to embarrass y'all home like y'all did us. I want to return the favor in the playoffs. That's what I want. I think that's what I want. Yeah, but I think New Orleans is it. I think they are for real. All right, so over to this week, did you see that moment? This week, did you see that moment comes from the Titans and the Jets game? Let's go check it out.
Shotgun, Levis, second and nine. Levis looking for the big one.
Oh.
And a sliding attempt somehow.
I told
Ridley
y'all Kevin really going to ball this one, man. Look at this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. If only Calvin really had a quarterback. Well, yeah, I think Calvin really going to ball out in Tennessee this year. All right, so, man, y'all jumping in this comment section. Running back by committee isn't working. Yeah, I mean, So you really can't go by this last game to say the run game not working when the defense can't stop a nosebleed. And you at the blink of an eye, you down 21-6. Like, literally, what the hell? Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. What the hell is going on? Right? So your run game is gone at that point. Right? So me personally, when I can see the defense not going, it's time to abandon the run. Now we got on there for abandoning the run, like these past couple of years over while Kellen Moore was there. Now you needed to abandon the run because your defense didn't show up. You want to keep banging your head up against the wall, right? I would have personally spread them out five wide and let that go to work. That was a shootout. Like your defense didn't show up, so we got to shoot these guys out, right? So. That's why you paid Dak $60 million. Dak, we need you. You know, we need you to keep us in the game. So I would have abandoned the run. I would have went five wide, spread out, let Dak go up tempo and keep us in the game so the defense can hopefully figure something out. With Samuel, they never was able to figure anything. Well, at the end when it was too late, but I don't know, we'll see. Well, boy, Terrence McCoy, what'd it do? Hold on. I lost a comment. It's too early to tell. There was no film yet on dead. That's the comment right there. So, my boy K Boogie said it's too early to tell. There's no film yet on OC play calling attendance. That's another thing, too. So, what to expect from Kubiak? Like, nobody knew. Carolina didn't know. Hell, we didn't know. We didn't know what Kubiak was going to come out here and do, right? Then 47 points on Carolina, a bad week right now. So, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We'll see when more fam get out there. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him later on down the road when Zim be able to look at fam on him. I bet he figure him out. We could have used that brother really. Whew, who you telling? Who you telling? Of course, ain't you a day late, but good to see. Yeah, I'm a day late, man. I had to go punch the clock yesterday, T. So I'm off today. I went over and made it happen today. So our RBs are average combined 3.7 yards per carry over two games. But I understand. But what did they average? I'm finna pull it up now. What did they average? And I bet that the yards per carry in the Saints game was probably like less than 4 yards. Right? I'm willing to bet it was less than 4 yards. We're gonna see. I don't know. I think the defense really needs to show up so we can get a. Cause all right, so if you look at the Browns game, nobody went off and went crazy, but they ran the ball enough. The run game was effective enough, right, for us to run the offense and not say, "Hey, Dak, you know, let's throw the ball a million times." And that's all. We just need to keep the defense honest with the run game. This rushing right here. Okay, so to, oh my. Yeah, so they averaged 3.2 yards a carry in the Saints game, K Boogie. Now I'm finna go to the Browns game, see what they average in the Browns game. If they average 3-point-something yards in the Browns game, then you got me. But I think they may have averaged right at 4 yards a carry. I'm not sure. Let me see. The run game was respectable. It was enough. Yeah, so they averaged 4.08 yards a carry in the Browns game, which that's what you want. Like, if you can get 4 yards a pop, cool, right? So, and you know, if we can do that, then we cool. But nah, man, you know, 21-6. Like, it was like 21. What the hell? 21-6. Like, they scored 21 points so fast, dude. And defense, like, so that as an OC, that changes your whole play calling. Like, your running game is pretty much out the window. Like, you can't afford to run the ball because they scoring. They throwing 70-yard bombs on the defense. You can't drive the ball. Like, you got to score. Like, it throws everything out. So, I blame the defense for the run game. Right, so, but when that defense is clicking, they look dangerous. But it was just, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. I think Zimmer figured out. Let's move on. Week two. Parsons say the D not all in. And you can, that film say the same thing, K-Boogie. That film say the same thing, right? And I think some cats need to go on, pack it up, and get on out the way. Yes, you can. The defense worse than last year. I ain't going to say that off one game, T. I think Zim gonna figure it out. Like, we gotta, that's the thing, we still gotta realize it's new. It was just a perfect storm, y'all. The sky not falling. New OC, nobody knew what the hell he was gonna do. You got Cowboys running the new defense, right? There's no way they know everything. Going up against an opponent, we really not sure how he's gonna attack, right? So, and it was just, you know, they caught it slipping. It is what it is. They caught it slipping, right? But I think we'll be all right. Yeah, but I agree with Parsons. Because Parsons said they called a great, Zim called a great game, and they just didn't show up. What you think about Deuce? You think he ever going to be RB1? I think we can say goodbye to Deuce once they call Dalvin Cook up. Right? That's what I think. Dalvin Cook is getting called up at some point. So I think we can say goodbye to Deuce when Dalvin Cook gets called up. Dalvin Cook may be your RB1. Take out CD's yardage. What CD? CD had? What CD had? Oh, you talking about rushing? I mean, why did he take out CD yardage? She ran the ball, right? Like, it's still a run play. He ain't have a 25 yards, right? So, in the Browns game, they rushed for 102 yards. 25 carries, 102 yards. That's a solid rushing performance, right? You know, yes, he got a couple touches, but hey, it's still run plays. You still have to defend. You have to bring guys down to defend it, right? So, and that's all we want. We want to bring guys down and defend it so we can make plays on the back end. So, that's all, man. So, week two take, Caleb Williams. Yeah, Deuce is way too light to be RB1, man. They were laying hands on him coming up between the tackles. I think Deuce needs to be in, like, a special package where he's lined up out wide as a receiver. We run the screens to him. Like, we need to get him the ball in open space. But running him in between the tackles, I don't think that's it. I don't think that's a good idea. Because Deuce excels in the open field. Like, he's held a tackle in the open field. So, I think that's what we need to focus on doing. So, Caleb Williams and C.J. Stroud, right? I don't know if you saw the video, but C.J. Stroud was trying to give Caleb Williams a little advice. You know, C.J. Stroud had a pretty good rookie year, and Caleb Williams is not. I told y'all deep down, I really wanted to see Caleb Williams struggle because he was too arrogant. But anyway. And see, that's why I was just trying to give him some pointers. Hey, man, quit taking them hits, bro. Yada, yada, yada. Just some stuff that he would, if he took heed to, would probably prolong his career. You did? And just, he's just, So arrogant. So arrogant with his pink nails. Right? So don't want to listen to nobody. Hey, you know, I'm still waiting on the NFL, waiting to the NFL moment. I want one of the DNs and knocking signs is clear. Like, for real, for real. But yeah, Caleb Williams struggled like we all thought he would. Coming out calling this man Pat Mahomes, and he hadn't took a snap in the NFL. It was just absurd. Like, what are we doing? Hadn't proved nothing, right? So it did my heart well. It does my heart well to see him struggling right now. Good for Caleb Williams. All right, so Arizona Cardinals woke up. Well, in all fairness and honesty, the Rams are banged up. But hey, 41-10 is 41-10. That's an ass whooping. Right, so Bob Harrison Jr. showed up. All right, so shout out to the Cardinals for, you know, and the Cardinals got pieces. If they can put it together, I think the Cardinals can be a dangerous team too. Also, the rookie QBs. My boy K Boogie said Caleb is too arrogant to take advice from. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The media hyped him up too bad, and he listened. Right, so rookie QBs, no TDs in 196 attempts, and this is all of them. Right? It's Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, all of them. 196 combined attempts, not a single touchdown. And when I say QBs need to sit a year or two, I always get pushback, right? But QBs need to sit. Like, guys come. CJ Strouds don't happen often. Last time we saw CJ Stroud was 2016 with Dak Prescott. 8 years ago, right? So that's the last time we saw that. You know what I'm saying? So it don't happen often. The QBs need to sit. You know what I'm saying? So I rest my case. All right, so we're going to pick some week three games. I'm going to get my state of the Cowboys address, right? What I think about the Cowboys. And we're going to get on out of here. DJ, hit that beat for me. Let's pick these games. All right, so game is playing right now as we speak. They're about to start up. Let me cut it on. Patriots and the Jets in New York. In New York, right? So, Jermaine Johnson out with an Achilles. That's a year on the shelf. Easy. No pass rush from the Jets. I know they say Salah got this great defense, but at the end of the day, you need soldiers to fight a war. And I don't see no pass rush. You won't pay a son Reddick. Right? Quentin Williams is nice, but he's a D tackle. He's not wrecking no games with nobody, no real threat out the edge. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry, New York. I know Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be the savior, but nah. The Patriots really on some smash mouth football right now. Right? So give me the Patriots. Give me the Patriots tonight in a close one. Let's get to it. Ravens, Cowboys, in Big D. Ravens, Cowboys, in Big D. The Cowboys under Mike McCarthy, after a loss, 0.857 win percentage. 85% win percentage after a loss. The Baltimore Ravens seem to have a trouble holding leads. They don't like holding leads for some reason. I don't know what's going on, but this has been an ongoing problem since last year. They were blowing leads a lot last year. They blew a lead last week, matter of fact, to the Raiders. Gave the Raiders a game, pulled the Philly, right? Right, so I don't know. I can see the Ravens blowing another lead, right? Now, I know it's Action Jackson over there, but Zim pissed, and he making examples out of cats. So, from what I'm saying, Michael Parsons got his back, so. I expect the Cowboys defense to respond. Would it look like they look in Cleveland? I'm not going to go that far. They're still Lamar Jackson. But I don't think it's six straight touchdowns. You know, I think they at least show up to the game. So give me the Cowboys close. The new Justin Tucker beats the old Justin Tucker on the walkout field goal. That's how I'm rocking. Cowboys by three. All right, so Chargers versus the Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Steelers do not score a lot of points. Yeah, I'm keeping a buck. If you can score 20 on this defense, which is a lot easier said than done, I got to keep it a buck. It's a lot easier said than done. If you can score 20 points on this defense, you got them done. And I think Herbert and Harbaugh can figure something out. So give me the Chargers, 20-18. All right, so Texans, Vikings in Minnesota. If I'm not mistaken, I think Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison are out. I don't know what's going on with Justin Jefferson, but I think Jefferson and Addison are out. Donald ain't got no weapons. He bringing a knife to a gunfight. Right? CJ Stroud got a plethora of weapons. So give me the Houston Texans whole bunch to a little. Eagles, and speaking of whole bunch to a little, the Philadelphia Eagles go to New Orleans. All right, the Philadelphia Eagles go to New Orleans. Joe, you think Minnesota got them? Nah. If Jefferson and Addison were playing, then sure. But nah, not with both of them, man. I don't think they got a shot. where we at? Eagles Saints in New Orleans, right? And like I said earlier about New Orleans, you know, speed really shows up on turf. They playing it in New Orleans in their dome. The fans gonna be loud and rocking. They just beat the brakes off the Cowboys last week, right? Yeah, it's gonna be hell right there. So whole bunch of a little Saints way. That's how I'm rocking. Broncos, Buccaneers, and Tampa. Man, Tampa's pretty solid. Like, Todd Bowles put together a pretty solid team down there. Broncos are a hot mess. Bo Nix. I told y'all Bo Nix ain't gonna be able to run their college offense and when the games count. So, give me the Bucks over the Broncos easy. Titans, Packers, and Nashville. Now, initially, I picked the Titans because I felt like they didn't have a quarterback, right? The Packers don't have a quarterback, really. I mean, Malik Willis hadn't been there long enough to really know the playbook. So, against that defense, but Jordan Love has practiced the last 2 days. So, Jordan Love probably going to play. So, Jordan Love playing, I'm taking the Packers. So, give me the Packers over the Titans. Panthers versus the Raiders. The Panthers are about. The Panthers might go 0-17. This may be the first team to go 0-17. Them and the Giants, I think they're going to be in the running. They picking 1-2 in the draft. So give me the Raiders over the Panthers. Dolphins, Seahawks in Seattle. Give me the Seahawks. So, Tua, what y'all think about Tua, man? What y'all think about it? Let me get in the comment section. Let me know what y'all think, Tua. I was afraid for Tua when he got them two concussions in 1 week, right? I've been concerned. Like, whenever he gets hit, you know what I'm saying? And Brandon took DeMar Hamlin. Nothing, no big hit. It wasn't a kill shot, you know, and concussed again. So, at this point, dude, you have to think about your mental health, right? You have to think about life after football. You got paid, right? Bro, take your money, go home, and take care of your family. You got enough money to invest and make that money work for you. It ain't work for your health, right? I know, and I know talking to a football player, a cat that's played this game since he was 8 years old, dedicate your whole life to it. It's hard to walk away from, but dude, it's better to walk away from it and be hurt and emotionally wrecked than to be physically wrecked. Mentally wrecked, you know what I mean? So I think Tua needs to chill, bro. Like I'm just keeping it. Yeah, Joe said he feel like Tua should retire. Tua needs to retire, but he won't. He not. But I think Tua needs to chill, man. But I got the Seahawks in this game. So Lions, Cardinals. This take the over in this game. If you betting, you on fan, dude. Take the over in this Lions Cardinals game. I'm taking the Cardinals though. Detroit ain't quite right now, right? So, give me the Cardinals. I'm taking the over. I think it'll be a lot of points scored in this game. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm looking at the Jets game, too, while I'm trying to do this. Aaron Rodgers got sacked. tell y'all, Patriots gonna do it. Gonna do it. All right, so we got the 49ers, Rams in LA. Rams are a mash unit right now. Terrible. That's terrible. All right, so 49ers hold bunch to a little. So Sunday Night Football, you got the Chiefs, Falcons. The Falcons got a little deep. But, you know, this Patty Mahomes, they allowed them to bring their own referees to the game. It's kind of hard to be the guy when he got the, when the referee got on his jersey, right? Give me the Chiefs 24-13 in LA. Monday Night Football, you got a doubleheader. And in my opinion, I think going to be two blowouts. You got the Jaguars and the Bills. In Buffalo, give me the Bills, whole bunch to a little, 13 or 40. Buffalo way, Commanders, Bengals, and Cincinnati. T. Higgins will be back. And Joe Burrow throws a party. 31-13, Bengals. Don't say I ain't never did nothing for you. All right, so. All right, let me get my state of the address. My state of the Cowboys. What do I think about the Cowboys? Is the sky falling? Are we done? Are we cooked? Is this defense trash? Why the hell we paid Dak $60 million? Right. So, this is what I think. Again. Stuff like that happens in this league. I just think it was just a bad day at the office. I do. New offensive coordinator. New defense. Turns out offensive coordinator's really good. Right. Didn't have an answer. It happens. So, but I'm really interested to see how they respond. Like Michael Parsons said, this is a proven week for the defense, and I couldn't agree more. So I want to see how this defense responds. But if you twist my arm and you know ask me what I think they respond. Zim ain't gonna have no clue. I'm telling y'all. This is not Dan Quinn calling this defense. Zim ain't gonna have it. Zim will ship your ass out of here. He will. Right, so they gonna get it together. Zim ain't gonna have it no other way. Right, so I think it's early and we need to calm down. Right? I really do. I think it's early and we need to calm down. I think they'll be all right. I think Zim gonna figure it out. I think Zim gonna be all right. Now, I'm gonna talk about Dak Prescott and I'm gonna get on out the way. Quit blaming Dak Prescott every time the Cowboys lose. Can we stop doing that? Can we stop counting his money? Right. So the QB market said you paid Dak Prescott $60 million. Unless you had a better option on your roster, you paid Dak Prescott $60 million. And it's not like that Dak Prescott. Well, and you know, you had Trey Lance. You kicked the tires on Trey Lance. You wanted to see what Trey Lance was with Trey Lance. Could Trey Lance come close to Dak Prescott? I understand, right? A lot of potential, a lot of upside. Number 4 overall pick, right? Yeah, yes. If I could pay him $25 million, if Dak is here and he's here, and I could pay him $25 million and not pay Dak $60 million, well, yeah, I can take that money and put it to a defense and supplement that gap. I understood. But Trey not ready. Trey not ready to take nobody's job. He not ready to take Cooper Rush's job. So you got to pay Dak. Right? And I'm kind of glad they did. One thing I feel like is not being said or discussed is Dak Prescott has faced two tough defenses his first 2 weeks. And he has looked good. And I know we lost 44-19 to the Saints. But Dak didn't fold and check out. Right? That first interception wasn't even his fault. Jalen Brooks fell. And to really want me to be honest, I felt like it was a good read and a good throw by Dak Prescott. Jalen Brooks just fell. And the second one, the game was out of hand. Dak just trying to make something happen, right? Game was out of hand. Defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. So Dak was just trying to make a play, right? So I didn't fault Dak for Dak. Dak had, I'm pleased. I've been pleased with what I've seen from Dak since training camp. Since training camp that he didn't have to show up to because he didn't have a contract. right? He could have pulled a CD Lamb and stayed at home. No knock on CD, right? CD felt like he needed his money. He did what he had to do. He got paid. But Dak could have did the same thing. Dak could have did the same thing. And Dak has been nothing but class personified since he's been here. He's always said the right things. You know what I'm saying? Never in trouble. Works his behind off. He's gotten better every year. Right? So, our questions with Dak now in the postseason. We don't even talk about Dak. Remember we used to talk about Dak in the regular season? Well, now we're talking about Dak in the post. So, that shows you Dak is progressing. Dak is getting better. And Dak is a top 10 QB in this league. That's still young. You pay him. Right? So, I'm sorry. So, and we need to get somebody from Shanahan Street another run of offense. It's over. It's lights out. And we can get somebody from Shanahan Street another to coordinate offense for Dak. And Zim gonna get the defense figured out. I got faith in Zim. But I think we'll be ready to make a deep playoff push, man. And don't get me wrong. Does Dak miss reads? Does Dak miss throws? Sure he does. But I got news for you. The other 31 QBs that start, they do as well. They do as well. The light is just not shining as bright. I remember when they was talking about the interceptions, right? It was a cat on Fox Sports 1. He was counting the picks Dak threw in training camp. You remember when all the experts were that concerned about picks when Dak led the league in picks 1 year? Out of eight, now, he led the league in picks 1 year, and interceptions was all anybody on Fox Sports 1 and ESPN wanted to talk about. Until it was Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen leading the league in picks. Then we got quiet. We won't talk about picks no more. Right, so I just think a lot of the scrutiny that comes that way is uncalled for. Dak is not a bum by any stretch of the imagination. He's not. Now, you can debate on whether he's worth $60 million. I think $60 million is too much to play any player. But the market says if you got a franchise QB, you pay him this. Trevor Lawrence has no business making $50-plus million a year at all. But the market says if you got a franchise QB, you pay him this. When Trevor Lawrence got that 50, I said, well, you got to pay Dak 60. Trevor Lawrence can't hold Dak's jockstrap. There's no way you can justify not paying Dak $60 million now. Hell, Daniel Jones playing on a $40 million contract. Right? So, I mean, that's what the market says you pay a guy. So, quit counting this money. Right? Let's hope Jerry and Catboy get him a defense in the run game. And let's hope the team really rallies around him and play good football. That's what we should be hoping and wishing for. Can you dig? But, you know, that's just my two cents. My boy K Boogie said he faced him with no preseason. I ain't even think about that, book. No preseason. Dak didn't play in the preseason at all. Right? No preseason. But, you know, whatever. We need more speed on offense, dude. We really need more everything on offense outside of CeeDee Lamb and Jake Ferguson, you know. And now I will say this about Dak. He needs to read the field better because he has opportunities to cook. Cooks be wide open. And Dak be missing. So Dak, you need to read this field a little better, right? And it may have been Dennis Allen's defense with the disguise that's throwing Dak off. Who knows? But Cooks was open in the Saints game, and Dak missed him a lot. But, you know, it is what it is. Julius Peppers is wearing a new helmet that will reduce the risk of getting a concussion. That's what's up, man. But I still think Tua needs to sit down. I'm talking about he went out and Tua needs to retire. All right, so that's it for me, y'all. Until next week, Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you not to be good. It's 0-0. The Jets and Patriots game 0-0. 8.5 minutes left in the first quarter. The Jets got the ball on their own, 28? Yeah, so. First down, Jets. All right, so I'm going to get into this game. Catch y'all next week. Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you not to be good, but to be great.